Project Insight in Macomb is an alternative school. In other words, it's for junior and senior high schoolers who have behavioral problems. So you might think it would be impossible to get all 52 of those students working together to achieve a common goal. Not only would you be wrong, but you can see the result for yourself in a piece of public art. Public Radio's Rich Egger reports. Yay!
The mosaic was unveiled outside the school on a bright and warm spring day. Like the day, the mosaic itself is bright, full of shades of reds and blues and other vibrant colors. It's made of broken dishes combined with pieces of mirrors. They're laid out in a specific pattern.
It's geometrical, it's balanced on all sides, and it has a center, a middle ground, and an edge.
Which means it's a mandala, says Macomb-based artist Kelly Quinn, who came up with the design and oversaw the project. She says there's a purpose to the design of a mandala.
The actual process of looking at it, your eyes go through a certain pattern, and it promotes calmness and meditation. And they've been around for thousands of years.
This one was 6 to 8 weeks in the making. Project Insight students were involved every step of the way. The main part of this mandala measures 8 feet by 8 feet. Its border is made up of 36 smaller mandalas. Each of those was created by the students. One of those students is Rayetta Parker of Rushville, who has an interest in art.
I like to paint, and I like to create new things, like sculptures.
You think you'll try to do a mosaic like this again?
Oh, a million times. It's fun. And it what I love the most about it is everyone worked together. Everyone helped you. It wasn't a fighting thing to get done. It was, you know, can you hand me that? And they'd do it. It was just work together. And it's perfect, I think.
Principal Betsy Wiak also thinks it's beautiful. She's talking not just about the mandala, but also about the way the students came together.
They used their artistic ability to, pursue a new avenue, a release for their stress, and gets their mind off of maybe what may not be going well in their lives.
Artist Kelly Quinn says she was honored to work with the students. She thinks they're talented, though she says they don't always realize what they have to offer. Quinn says the mandala gave them a chance to see a piece through from start to finish and experience the feeling of success.
Everybody found something they really enjoyed doing. Some people love gluing, some love cleaning, some love the design element. Everybody loved breaking the plates, which is, it's actually very liberating to break some of these plates.
Quinn is also impressed that Project Insight is willing to focus on the arts, especially at a time when the arts seem to be on the wane in public schools. Student Rayetta Parker is happy too. She says it most definitely helped her to see how a professional artist goes about her business.
She has like this tickle inside of her head that goes there and that goes there, and after seeing this all together, it's amazing how you can combine so many different shapes and forms together.
Is there one particular thing you learned from her as an artist?
No matter how difficult it looks, if you stick with it, anything's possible.
This project was made possible by the Illinois Arts Council, which provided much of the funding for it. The artwork can be seen on the north wall of Project Insight, right along well-traveled West Adams Street. The street could see even more car, bicycle, and pedestrian traffic in coming years if the city follows through on its plans to enhance the West Adams corridor. Perhaps the mandala can be considered one of the first improvements to that corridor, a colorful bit of public art pieced together when Project Insight students came together and made it happen. Rich Egger reporting.